For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase. I am in New York City. I'm on the 36th floor, looking down on Central Park and up at the buildings around me. A remarkable landscape, you know, that just so many people very close to the theater district, and this is the awards season, and so things are really buzzing around here.
But you're coming back for the Arty Award nominations live on Facebook.
I would, yes.
With
Nicole Sammato, she and I are going to announce the nominations live streamed from WBFO, WNED. The station is putting a great deal of energy and creativity into doing this. Monday, people from Buffalo will find out what the Arty Award nominations, and those are our version of the Tonys, and every bit as glamorous and prestigious.
Oh, of course. That's Facebook Live at noon, the actual Arty Awards on Monday, June 3rd at Shea 710 Theater. But let's talk about the other Arty Awards. What are they called? The Tonys? Is that what you said?
The Tonys.
Yeah, I think I've heard of those.
It gets kind of crazy because in a billion-dollar industry, these producers have a lot riding on a Tony. Nobody is out sick. They could be on life support. They'll wheel them into the theater and they'll do their show because they don't want any Tony voter to miss their performance. I think I've seen 8 shows this week, not all of them on Broadway. I took the train up to Hartford, Connecticut, to the Hartford Stage Company, a new musical version of The Flamingo Kid. I remember that 1980s Matt Dillon movie. And that's kind of interesting because so many Broadway musicals now are adapted from the movies. Legally Blonde, Pretty Woman, now Tootsie just opened and I saw that. And they have a reputation for being kind of bland. And I was expecting that of Tootsie. And wow, was I surprised. It's just wonderful.
The 80s gestalt, so different from what we're experiencing now. How do you bring those things forward into 2019?
Well, they took two very different approaches. Flamingo Kid, they are trying to duplicate the movie as a nostalgia piece. It goes back to an earlier time. It all looks like the 60s. Tootsie, by contrast, they've completely given it a contemporary setting. They took it out of the world of television, which is very different now. They put it on Broadway, where Dorothy Michaels, a.k.a. Michael Dorsey, is trying to get work in the New York theater, which, as you can imagine, plays very well on Broadway. And it acknowledges shifting attitudes about women and control over their own lives, as opposed to this movie about a man who is a better woman than the women around him. That doesn't really play in the same way as it did. And the result is surprising and, by the end, uplifting. It's a really wonderful musical with a gorgeous score by David Yazbek.
And I'm assuming you're seeing all kinds of stars, maybe running into them on the sidewalk or at events?
Donald Margulies, author of Dinner with Friends, author with a Country House, who has a relationship with Road Less Traveled Theater, went to see his new play, Long Lost. A beautiful play, only the second preview, and he was there, and he recognized us and knew we were from Buffalo and asked about Road Less Traveled's new theater and said to say hello to Scott Berend. Just, very, very nice. I saw Susan Sarandon in Jesse Eisenberg's new play, Happy Talk, which is really, that's a good ride. A woman who's had no control over her life, who by the end of the play does take control over her life, but not in the way you might imagine. And Laurie Metcalf and John Lithgow in Hillary and Clinton, which is a terrific play. Nathan Lane, Kristen Nielsen, Julie White in Gary, a sequel to Titus Andronicus, which is Shakespeare's bloodiest play. As the curtain comes up, this the stage set by Santo Loquasto, piled with corpses, and there's little Christine Nielsen and Nathan Lane charged to clean up the mess. The play is engaging for about 15 minutes. But in the category of just, meeting at lunch, the playwright Dominic Morisot.
I love her. Detroit 67, yeah, Skeleton Crew. Well, what's she like?
Well, she's charming and engaging, and she has a Tony-nominated musical, the musical of The Temptations, Ain't Too Proud. Yes, she is everything we want her to be. Very, very gracious, which apparently not everyone is. Generally, the question everyone asks when you meet famous people is, are they nice? And, the best people to ask are the ushers at the Broadway theaters because they meet everybody. And they have stories, which is kind of fun. And along those lines, expecting one thing but getting another, The Prom, the musical. I thought, what kind of teenage schlock is this going to be? I cried my eyes out. It's really beautiful. And the best part was seeing groups of high school and junior high school students at this musical. Spoiler alert, these two girls dance together at the prom. And when this happens, all these kids cheering and just, know, wow, sometimes the world does spin forward. Lovely to see.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.